The Deputy Bureau Health Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Emmanuel Tinkran, says the cholera causing organism has become embedded in the area for the past 3 years. According to him, the only way to get rid of it is for the inhabitants to change their attitude towards environmental sanitation and personal hygiene. Dr. Tinkran was speaking to the GBC during a visit to Atebubu by the Bureau Health Regional Security Committee officials of the Ghana Health Service and other stakeholders. So far, 10 deaths have been recorded, whilst 206 cases of cholera have been reported. Our correspondent, John Sam Arthur, was in Atebubu and has come through with this report.
Radio Ghana has gathered that the latest outbreak of cholera has claimed 10 lives, 8 at the Atebubu Government Hospital and 2 in the communities between April and now. Most of the dead, unfortunately, are children. According to health officials, there have been sporadic outbreaks of the deadly disease in Atebubu for the past 3 years. Reasons for this include general insanitary conditions in most parts of the town, lack of potable water, and the bad attitude of some people to personal hygiene. The fact that Atebubu is a commercial town, attracting traders and buyers from all over, and the current rainy season are also seen as contributory factors to the latest outbreak. Thankfully, a cholera containment committee has been put in place, while there has been no deaths from cholera in the last 2 weeks. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu Ampafo, and the Bureau Health Regional Minister, Kwelinya Michel Mafo, led the team. Their first point of call was at Atebubu Omahene's Palace, where a debate was held to basically educate people about how to steer clear of cholera. Dr. Tinkwain mentioned Kokuma Line, Zungu No. 1 and 2, as the worst affected. He advised people against drinking water from wells sunk in various homes, as most of them have become contaminated. Dr. Tinkwain further advised that social contact must be punctuated by a regular washing of hands, while any case of vomiting and diarrhea must be reported to the hospital immediately. The Deputy Regional Health Boss also called for massive cleanup of the town and a change of attitude towards environmental health and personal hygiene. He also urged people to eat hot food and boil water thoroughly before drinking. The Bureau Health Regional Minister, Kwelinya Michel Mafo, noted that the government will take steps to solve the water problem in Atebubu to alleviate the problem. He noted that there is an urgent need to replace most of the pipes in the Atebubu water system to ensure free flow of water. The GBC learned that lack of reliable power and faulty pipe lines have ensured that no water has been pumped from the system since February this year. The Minister for Local Government, Samuel Ofosu Ampafo, said he was in Atebubu to ascertain the situation on the ground and report back to the President for action to be taken. He also commended staff of the Ghana Health Service and Zoom Lion, among others, for fighting the disease so far. Mr. Ampafo promised that 160,000 Ghana cedis needed for laying 2.5 kilometers of pipelines will be provided to improve the situation. He also presented 310,000 chlorine tablets, bowls, detergents, and other materials to be used for regular hand washing.
John Sam Arthur's report.